This is an executive summary of the Mineral and Royalty Owners 1031 Exchange Checklist, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A Mineral 1031 Exchange has a lot of moving parts, but it's fundamentally a sequence, a series of steps that, done in order and on time, let you sell your mineral rights and defer the capital gains. The owners who struggle are the ones who treat it as a leap, improvising as they go. The owners who succeed work through it methodically. This checklist lays out that sequence for mineral and royalty owners, from the threshold eligibility question through the final tax filing, with the mineral-specific items, division orders, royalty checks, conveyances, flagged along the way. Use it as a roadmap to keep your exchange on track and to make sure nothing essential falls through the cracks. Each step builds on the one before, and the discipline of working through them in order is most of what separates a smooth exchange from a stressful one. For the reasoning behind each item on this list, keep our in-depth mineral and royalty exchange guide open alongside it. The first step, before anything else, is confirming that your interest qualifies for a 1031 exchange. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.